This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. And remember those call letters, WSEG. And it's all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center right there at 210 Eastern Avenue. Now it's Optum Orthopedics, and they're the proud sponsor of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And I got to thank them for supporting me and doing this show, because you know what? You gotta love it. Every Saturday morning, talking local sports, national sports. That's what I do here, and I really love doing it. It's two games, 2 hours, 9 until 10, and then 10 until 11, just talking local sports. It's beautiful outside. It's getting a little hazy. Right now, it's about 63 degrees. We're going to have a high of, I think, 80 degrees. Yesterday was really beautiful. I don't know what the high was yesterday, but, I mean, it was simply marvelous. And be outside watching some baseball game and watching a baseball game and being involved. But from what I see, the extended forecast, we have a high of 75 with rain most likely this afternoon. So hopefully it'll clear out. It's not supposed to be all day. So once again, beautiful day here in Savannah, Georgia. The lineup. Every week, like I said, we got a lineup. We like to go with a first game and a second game. Starting in the first hour, which I'll go right into my local news and sports update, scores update. Then we'll get into the second quarter with the Savannah Chatham County Public School Athletic Director, Dr. Ken Trailer. Give us an update on what's going on in our public schools athletic arena. Then we'll get into the third quarter. We'll talk a little of discussing the biggest trending issue in sports today, and that's concussions in sports, specifically football. I got a good man, Dr. Gaines from Optum Orthopedics, who is also the team physician for the Georgia Southern Eagles. One more time, Dr. Gaines will be on about 9:33 talking about concussions and why the big trend and why the big issue. And then, of course, we'll close out the first hour. Then in the second game or the second hour, open it up again with all the scores and what's going on around the area. Then we'll go to our second quarter with the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This girl is only a sophomore. She has scored 40 goals. Yes, 40 goals this year. That's soccer. I mean, unbelievable. And she's only a sophomore. And, it's a second time already, a sophomore, two-time Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. But how can you not recognize this young lady? I got a call the other day. You know, she scored 5 goals in a win against Glen Academy. St. Vincent's won 5-4. She had all 5 goals. So she's a scoring machine, great kid, and glad to have her on here again. And at St. Vincent's Academy, soccer player, only a sophomore, Sarah Stewart. Then we'll get into the third and fourth quarter. I'm going to go a little off the local edge here. I'm going to talk a little about March Madness. I mean, I'm so excited. This has got to be one of the best Final Fours in a long time. Yeah, we love the Cinderella Connecticut last year, and so on and so forth, Butler and Gonzaga. But when you have Kentucky, Wisconsin, Duke, and Michigan State, you got to be excited about tonight, starting about 6 o'clock. So we're gonna break it down with my producer. The man during the high school football season is the host of ESPN Radio Savannah's High School First Look Show, and that's PJ Zucco. He has a lot of knowledge about what's going on, whether it be race cars, whether it be local high school sports, whether it be March Madness. So I'm excited to bring in my paisan, PJ Zucco, talking about March Madness, the Final Four, starting tonight at 6 o'clock. Well, let's go to that scoreboard. Like I said, we got a lot of news going on. And, of course, the Atlanta Hawks still in first place in the Southeastern Division. They clinched the home court advantage throughout the whole NBA playoffs. You got to love it. The Hawks, first time, I think, since 1992-93 they've done that. They're 56-19. They play tonight at Phillips Arena, taking on the New Jersey Nets. Okay, so it's at 7:30 tonight. It's on Sports South, but you know we got a little March Madness going on too. So you got to make a, you know, you got to surf a little with your clicker, as I like to call it, your remote control for your TV channel selection. Okay, the Braves, we're done. They finished the spring 14-17. They lost yesterday 3-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. They'll open up Monday night in Miami against the Marlins, 4:10 start. And don't forget, you can listen to your Atlanta Braves baseball right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. That's right. We have Atlanta Braves baseball this season. I'm excited about it. And then the home opener for the Bravos, Friday, April 10th, they take on the New York Metropolitans. Yes, the New York Mets. Their real name is the New York Metropolitans, okay? So home opener February 10th at Turner Field against the Mets coming in from New York. College baseball, hey, Armstrong State ranked 14th. They're on a little slide there. They lost three in a row, but they bounced back with a big sweep last night or yesterday afternoon against Montevello, okay? They won the first game 7-6, so exciting. They won the second game 7-6 in extra innings. So they took game one 10-5 with a five-run eighth inning. Pete Nagel, local boy from Metter, on the mound. And another local boy from Richmond Hill, Nathan Ward, picking up the wins for the Pirates. They'll play today the final game and head on home for you know, Easter weekend. Once again, if I didn't say that, and I didn't say that, I gotta say happy Easter, everybody. Big weekend, holiday weekend. Women's tennis, number one Armstrong State University, Lady Pirates Tennis, number one in the country, top-ranked, topped on the Peach Belt Conference. They pull out an 8-1 victory over Francis Marion. Over there at SCAD, who is ranked sixth in NAIA, they defeat Erskine 8-1. So SCAD B's tennis, women's tennis, they'll play today. Men's and women will play today at Bacon Park. It's senior day over there. Starts at 2 o'clock if the rain holds out. In men's tennis, Armstrong State men, 8. Francis State Marion, 1. The men's Pirate tennis team is ranked 4th. The win keeps the Pirates in first place. They're unbeaten in the Peach Belt. So, once again, the tennis at Armstrong State University on a roll. If you missed Sean McCaffrey's interview last week, Sean McCaffrey, the head coach of the Armstrong State University tennis program, you can listen to it at my podcast page, kdemasi.podbean.com. Go to my Facebook page, but just type in the Call DeMasi Sports Report and the Podbean page, the podcast pops up right away. So if you missed any of that interview last week, catch up with my interview with Sean McCaffrey, the head coach of Armstrong State University tennis. Savannah State baseball last night. The Tigers took one on the chin against Alabama State. They lost 11-6, 8 runs in the fifth inning for the Alabama State University baseball team that put the game away. So Pirates made it a little interesting. It was 9-5 going into the eighth, but another two runs by the Alabama State. 9, finishing them out. They'll play a doubleheader today in Montgomery, Alabama, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Softball, Savannah State takes 2. That's right. Savannah State softball takes 2 in the MEAC conference play. They beat North Carolina Central 10-2 and 7-3. They swept the doubleheader. They'll play the third game today. Amanda Hallman had a double and drove in 3 runs. And Torian Wright had 2 hits, 1 a home run, and drove in 2 runs. And if you don't know, a little tidbit over there. Catherine Dotson was the assistant coach last year over at Savannah State. She is now an assistant coach at the University of Tennessee, her alma mater. She's a Country Day product. While this year we got a little more flavor, Savannah area flavor, coaching over there at Savannah State, Katie Ratkovich from South Effingham, Reinhardt University, following Daddy's footsteps, softball coach over at Savannah State. I got to get Katie on. We got to talk about that. Armstrong softball swept a doubleheader from Columbus, 8-4. 8-0. Armstrong now is 19-9. Great season over there for the Lady Pirates softball team. So a lot of great pitching going on. Lacrosse, ladies lacrosse at SCAD. SCAD Lady Lacrosse is ranked number one in NAIA. They won last night. They beat Point University 18-3. They'll return this afternoon, and they'll play. No, they'll return next week to play 2. It's last final week of the season. They'll host a pair of games at SCAD next week in Hardeeville. They'll face St. Andrews on Saturday and wrap up the season on Sunday against Ave Maria. So, high schools, let's get a little quick here. Coach, Island shuts down Johnson 15-0. No-hitter for Dominic Ingram, senior night over there at Islands High School. He pitched a no-hitter, 3-inning no-hitter. Great job by the Island Sharks. Johnson Before they played, Islands took on Beach and Johnson, the Atom Smashers. Aaron Jackson doing a great job over there. They beat Beach 18-3. Johnson's 4-14, but they're very respectable. Liberty County takes two from New Hampstead, 11-0, 12-1. Girls soccer, Richmond Hill 4, Statesboro 1. Nia Gordon, here's another one, girl that could be my athlete of the week. Someone give me a call. Let me get some information. Let me find her. Scores another hat trick. Islands High School beats Brantley County in girls soccer 10-0. Alyssa Ross has the hat trick, and Linda Stewart scores two for the Lady Sharks. Over on the boys' side, Islands beats Brantley County 6-1. Chaz Bowie and Tyler Lee score two goals each. Got to send a big shout-out to my man Tyler Lee at Islands High School. This week, he scored his 100th career goal in high school soccer. 100 goals in high school soccer is unheard of. That's like a 1,000-point score in basketball. Tyler Lee from Islands High School, great job. Savannah Christian over South Effingham, 1-0. Aaron Osborne, our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Last week, scores the only goal, and Logan Tovar has 11 saves in the shutout. Savannah Christian is still undefeated. They're 11-0. They're ranked number 2 in Class A private boys soccer. Late Thursday night, baseball, the Lions of St. Andrews traveled up to Statesboro and lost to Bullock Academy 9-7. PGA, Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters. Yes, Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters. Brian Harman missed the cut at the Shell Houston Open. Phil Mickelson is in the run to win the Shell Houston Open, which, Phil and Tiger, that'd be lovely to see them on Sunday coming down the 18th fairway playing for the championship at the Masters next week. I'm jumping the gun. Masters is next week. One of those things you always want to do is visit the Masters if you ever get a chance. If you're a golf fanatic like me, but I don't play enough, but I love watching it. Professional football. The Savannah Steam went on the road last week to Cleveland and beat the Cleveland Saints 44-15. Tonight is their opener. 7 o'clock. They'll be playing at Duval Henderson Field in Richmond Hill. Go to SavannahSteamProFootball.com. I'll give you more information later on because we got to finish up this segment. Once again, the Savannah Steam Arena Indoor Football Team right here in Savannah, Georgia. The Steam will hit the turf at Duval Henderson Park in Richmond Hill. We'll give you more information when we come back later on. But remember, this cannot happen. This show cannot happen with 25. You just get some things embedded in your brain. You memorize them for life. But it's 25 of the finest, best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy, in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in Savannah, Georgia. Lovely Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Remember that Dr. Leonard patient focused, and they get you back into your game. Well, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Up next, the District Athletic Director for Savannah Chatham County Public School System, Dr. Ken Trailer, will catch up what's going on in the public schools athletic arena. This is all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. You could also listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com. That's right, we stream live. And then you could also listen to us on your smartphone. Download the ESPN Radio app. Go to Savannah Hilton Head. I'll be on there. And then also you can go to TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio. Go to WSEG Savannah Radio. We'll be right back.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm glad you could join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM WSEG. Well, such a great week. I mean, there's been sports news. I mean, sports highlights all week long. I mean, we have the Players of the Year being announced by Savannah Morning News for our winter sports. We got All-Star Games. We got so much going on. And, I mean, it's an exciting time. I mean, I can't go over all the sporting news, all the information I posted on my Facebook page. And, what can I tell you? And, once again, this man has stepped into some big shoes to fill, coordinating all the schools' athletics here in Savannah-Chatham County. He took on a job in October. And he's here on now to give us an update. So joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard, is the director of the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System, District Athletic Director, Dr. Ken Traylor. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm on the radio. I'm talking sports with everybody. And what more do you want? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm at the office catching up on a few things. It's going to get some things done over the spring break. Be kind of calm around the office, so that's a good thing.
I hear you on that one. So catch up on some news. You've been up there since October, but I'm telling you right now, a lot of fun Wednesday night with the Savannah-Chatham County All-Star Classic with all the seniors playing boys against boys, girls against girls, and just a great atmosphere, great turnout, and a lot of fun.
Yeah, Carl, it was really awesome. You know, people think, I guess, now that basketball season is wound down, of course, congratulations once again to Jenkins and Beach High School. But anyway, that's the football's over, basketball's over, things kind of settle down. But that's not really the case around here. The All-Star game, it hasn't been held, my understanding, for the last few years. I don't know how many, but one of those things, such as the Holiday Classic, we wanted to bring back, and I'm glad we did. I'll just say right quick, the thing that interests me the most, or impressed me the most, I should say, is going to these games that we had it for the middle school the week prior, and then, of course, the high school this past Wednesday. But the thing that impressed me the most was being able to see our athletes that compete against each other all year long, very aggressively in competition, you know, Jenkins, Johnson. But anyway, playing playing on the same team together, but also getting to see our public school athletes play against or with our private school athletes. And it was really, the crowds were great. The gyms were packed. It was really awesome. It's something we're going to continue to do.
And you said it wasn't just public schools. We had the private school kids involved, and it was just great to see that it was a Chatham County event. It just wasn't Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools, and we got more All-Stars games coming on. I know we got the soccer All-Star game in May. We're trying to set up a baseball All-Star game in June. Pretty impressive there, Ken. Good job.
Well, thank you. Again, I certainly cannot take all the credit for that. The coaches, as typical around here, I have to approve certain things or coordinate certain things, but most of the work or the credit, so to speak, should go to our athletic directors and coaches. But it was a great event. We'll continue to do it.
Well, it was a lot of fun, a lot of talent out there Wednesday night. And like you said, you had the middle school All-Star game, so a lot of fun. Now, of course, with everything else, we got to pay the bills, and you're bringing back the Savannah-Chatham County Public School Golf Tournament. So let's get some information on that.
Well, again, Carl, something that has been held for a long time with the athletics department and for whatever reason has not been held. And we're not, I'm not in the business of bringing back every single thing that's ever been done, but we have been looking at things that have been done in the past that were very successful, and we're going to try to bring some of those back, and the golf Classic is going to be one of them. That's going to be April 25th. It's going to be out at Bacon Park. Bacon Park's been real good about working with us and getting this set up. Of course, as most people know or are familiar with golf, they're redoing O.C. Welch, redoing that golf course and upgrading, et cetera, and they won't have opportunities for people to see it. So they're working with us to do that. And so, again, that will be April 25th. It's the it'll be a four-man scramble. You can get information on our website or give us a call here at the athletics office. We'll sign you up if you're interested in sponsorship. We would appreciate help with that as well. But it's a we try to – schools and coaches and ADs do a pretty good job of fundraising. We all have our jobs to do. We teach, we coach, and not a whole lot of time to do fundraising. But that occurs throughout the county. But we being the district office, try to do our share of events that can raise some funds to be spread about, too, to try to take some of that pressure off our coaches. So this being one of them, of course, the Holiday Classic basketball that we held back in December was also one, which we already sent out our save the dates for that. Carl, while I'm on the topic, I guess, the Holiday Classic basketball classic for next year will be December 18th through 21st. Already got a lot of interest. I think we're going to have some out-of-state teams coming this next year, but maybe we can discuss that more on a different Saturday.
I mean, yeah, I'm excited about it. I got to play in it last year. It was a lot of fun, and bringing back the golf tournament now. And people don't realize that, yes, we bring in money through our basketball gates, through our football gates, through sporting events. But you don't realize that you're splitting it up now through 11 high schools, I think over, is it 16 middle schools? So there's a lot of money that's got to be split up between all these schools. It's not just one school keeps it all for themselves.
Yes, that is correct. And we're also each year opening up, you know, new schools. And that again, the athletics, you know, the high schools tend to get most of the attention, and probably rightfully so. But, you know, there's athletics, all the sports, or most sports at the middle school level, and then our K through 8 schools as well. So, yes, it's growing each year, the number of schools.
And you, like you're saying, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And now something new, we're on a two-minute drill right here, something new. We're going to have a sports council, an athletic sports council associated with the Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools School District, right?
Yes, sir. Another thing we're working on. This is, you know, me and my job here as the new, I guess I can still say new for a few more months. But anyway, one of my goals is to relook at the athletics department, see how we can improve things, see how we can do things better, see how we can better promote our athletes and show, you know, the advantage of participating in athletics. So to help with that, I'm forming an athletics advisory council. We're just about got it set up. We'll have our first meeting later in April. But it'll be a representative council of athletic directors, principals, myself, and some community leaders to help, you know, look at athletics, look at opportunities in the future, that sort of thing. And I'd say our first meeting will be third Thursday in April. But we're about to get that those nominations, that voting finish up for our athletics advisory council.
Well, Ken, I know we can go on another segment, but I got another guest waiting. But once again, don't forget about that. Once again, give a plug out to the Savannah-Chatham County Public School Department of Athletics Golf Classic, April 25th. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, April 25th, Bacon Park. If I could give us a call, we're about half full with teams. We're still got plenty of rooms for teams, so give us a call. Get a hold of us on the online, and we'll sign you up. Thanks, Carl.
Hey, Ken, keep it up. And I know we didn't touch spring sports and reclassification, but we'll get on to talk about that because reclassification is going to be a big topic.
Yeah, it's already begun. Everything's the same for this next year, but yes, it's time for that to get started back up, and we'll do that on another day.
All right, Ken, I appreciate it. Have a good one, and remember, you can go to the Savannah-Chatham County Public School webpage. Just go to Savannah-Chatham County and click on Athletics Department. You can find more out about the Golf Classic on April 25th at Bacon Park. Ken, have a good one. I'll talk to you during the week.
Thank you, Carl.
Bye. And once again, that was Dr. Ken Trella, the district athletic director, the new district athletic director. Yeah, he's got new until next October. Then he gets into the frying pan because now he's got some experience. But once again, coordinating, bringing things back that we haven't done in a few years here. So pretty exciting time downtown at 2A Bull Street for the district athletic department. And once again, Ken, thanks for coming on. Well, next up, we're going to talk about a big trending topic, concussions in sports, high school, college, NFL, with the doctor, the team physician of the Georgia Southern Eagles. He's right out of here, out of Savannah, Georgia, and that's Dr. Gaines. We'll be talking about concussions in sports with Dr. Gaines, the team physician for the Georgia Southern Eagles, and once again, one of those 25 guys that like to support my show, Optimal Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused. So next up, Dr. Gaines, sports concussions. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and it's all presented to you by Optimal Orthopedics. Remember, same great place, just a new name. Used to be Southeastern Orthopedic Center, and now it's Optimal Orthopedics right there at 210 Easter Red Avenue right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. And I got to thank those guys for supporting the show every Saturday morning. Do a great job. And it's more about getting you back into your game than worried about who's getting hurt. But, I mean, and let's talk about who's getting hurt. Last week, we had an unbelievable story. The 49ers' 24-year-old linebacker, Chris Borland, is walking away from playing NFL football because he's afraid of getting injured or a concussion. And I mean, and a lot of the NFL players, you know, support him. And they got a concern about their health also. But if you ask me, being an old guy, you know, being coaching football for 30 years, playing football, I mean, you got to be realistic. You got to know that playing a game like football or playing any sports, there's always a chance of being injured. But, you know, this is a sign how swiftly the consensus is how head injuries is, you know, really serious in football. But you can get them in a lot of other sports. And I'm not an expert on it, and I wanted to go to an expert. And this man is the lead guy with interest in concussion management over there at Optum Orthopedics, waiting on the ESPN radio hotline, the Boost Mobile hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard, is Dr. Dylan Gaines. Okay, he's been part of Optum Orthopedics for 5 years. He's a certified American Board orthopedic surgeon. He specialized in sports medicine, shoulder reconstruction, with a lot of interest, and the lead guy in concussion management. He completed his medical school at Medical College of Georgia. He did his residency at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. He did a fellowship at the Stedman Hawkins Clinic of the Carolinas, and now is the team physician for your Georgia Southern Eagles. And once again, he also looks after kids from Statesboro High School and Washington County High School. And he's out in Alabama. He's up early, and he's joining us on the Boost Mobile hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard, is Dr. Dylan Gaines. Good morning, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, it's Saturday morning, and we're talking sports. And, you know, being a football coach, being a basketball coach, a baseball coach for all these years, I've seen a lot of kids, not a lot of kids, I got to be honest with you, I haven't seen that many kids get concussions as we're hearing about. I think, since I've been in Savannah, I was the head coach at St. Andrews for two years. I was the head coach at Groves for 5 years. I could tell you maybe in those 7 years, maybe a total of 4 concussions. Now, there's more to it, and you're the expert. So, first of all, let's tell Savannah, Georgia, how you wound up in Savannah at Optum Orthopedics.
Well, I had the opportunity to come down and be part of the Georgia Southern program and help take care of that team. And so I didn't know a lot about this area, though I'd schooled in Augusta, but that's definitely what brought me to the area.
And, you know, and you're specializing in soldier reconstruction, but you have a lot of interest in concussion management. So tell everybody why concussions is so serious and is in the forefront of our sports world today.
Well, like you said, it's difficult for those of us that grew up not seeing a lot of concussions, and unless someone was knocked unconscious on the field, we didn't really know what else to look for, so we didn't see a lot of concussions. Nowadays, it seems like they're coming out of the woodwork with everyone having one, and I think as we begin to know more about concussions and are able to identify them better, it's not necessarily that more are occurring, just that we're able to identify when they are occurring and hopefully intervene and prevent some of these things from happening that we're hearing about on TV and radio all the time now.
I mean, it's a big thing on ESPN radio nationally, on TV, and in the NFL. And once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to Dr. Dylan Gaines from Optum Orthopedics. He's the team physician for Georgia Southern University, and he has a lot of experience in dealing with sports injuries more than I do. So I'm a regular, you know, everyday person, and we hear about concussions. How can we tell people exactly what a concussion is?
Well, a concussion is a disruption in the function of how the brain works. And it has previously eluded us in the diagnosis of it because you can't see it on an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI or the typical diagnostic test you might use to find other things. And so fortunately, we're just now the tip of the iceberg on being able to identify them well. Our athletic trainers on the sidelines are being equipped with ways to test them to make our athletes safer, and knowing when it's safe for them to return to play versus when we ought to pull them out of the games to prevent complications.
I mean, and that's the key, you know, knowing when the concussion occurs. And concussion is like getting a bruise or a bang to the brain, right?
Well, that's a, you know, typically was thought of as a bruise. Actually, a bruise you can see frequently on the imaging. It's more of a disruption in the transmitters that the brain has, which is why it's so difficult to visualize. And so the way that we tell is generally by a change in the athlete's symptoms. So, you know, headaches that are prolonged, dizziness, having sensitivity to light and sound, sometimes nausea, irritability, and then as we go forward, difficulty concentrating and fogginess, certainly amnesia, not remembering what happened the last play or the score, who they're playing. All of those can be signs that something is not correct in the way that the patient's brain is functioning.
Well, it's really, really a mystery to a lot of people. And, you know, of course, like you said, we can't see inside the brain. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. And I got Dr. Dylan Gaines from Optimal Orthopedics, the team physician for Georgia Southern University. And we're discussing the big trend, the serious issue of concussions in sports. But, you know, I sent you the questions. And this one, really, I want you to get – let's get into this one. Being a coach of many sports, and I'm telling you, Dr. Gaines, I've coached football, basketball, baseball, soccer, wrestling. I don't know much about wrestling, but I had to be the assistant. We had somebody who was the expert as the wrestling coach. Why does football get a bad rap when we know that concussions, even in soccer, happen in soccer?
You know, as far as how many concussions occur per hour spent playing the sport, I think there is some blame on football because there's just a higher incidence per hour played than some sports. Now, again, logically, you think people hitting each other and trying to hit each other, you might have a higher incidence, but also things like mixed martial arts, boxing, even nowadays professional wrestling, certainly soccer and basketball and baseball, all of those are becoming more and more aware of concussions happening. Some of them are starting to show a higher incidence. So some of the British soccer teams have shown numbers approaching that of NFL football as far as how many concussions they're starting to have. Now that we're just starting to look at it, measure it more effectively, then I think we'll find that the other sports show a higher incidence as well. But right now, football is certainly in the limelight.
I agree with you 100%. And once again, I got Dr. Dylan Gaines on a Boost Mobile hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard. He's the team physician from Georgia Southern. He's also the Optimal Orthopedics expert in shoulder reconstruction over there at 210 Eastern Avenue right here in Savannah, Georgia. And he's all over the place as far as I can tell. But, you know, and you being the expert now, me being the old ball coach, I started coaching in, well, I can tell you right now, 1979. We never had any precautions about concussions. And now there are a lot of precautions being taken. So, how can concussions be prevented and what you guys are doing to help people be aware of it?
Well, one thing we're doing is reaching out certainly to the high schools in the community, trying to partner with local high schools and providing athletic trainers who are also experts in diagnosing and helping to treat concussions. We offer information for the coaches. The Georgia High School Association website has a lot of good information also. And as a matter of fact, now coaches are either encouraged or required to take a small test on that website just to show that they've had some information and some training with basic diagnosis and understanding what's going on with a concussion. And for that matter, there's paperwork for the parents that they're provided with, even in rec sports, much less with high school and college sports now, just to be aware. But if anybody's lost it, that can also be found on the website, if not from your specific school.
Well, I mean, I agree 100%. Now, being a coach for such a long time and knowing the signs, because I also was part of an emergency rescue squad when I was back in New York and getting trained on all this, it's pretty prominent in what we got to do as coaches. We have to protect our athletes. But, you know, one thing is, though, we're hearing about concussions cause permanent damage. Do concussions cause permanent damage, and does it lead to what we're hearing about these people going to these extremes? And, you know, Junior Seau from the NFL, you know, just one example about taking one's life.
Right. So, you know, right now we don't have any information that suggests that a concussion causes permanent damage. And we're still researching that right now. It seems that what we do know is that returning to play before a concussion has fully resolved is certainly very dangerous and does set the person up for having permanent damage. So what we know is that returning too soon without symptoms having resolved is dangerous. What we are trying to research and find out is, does one concussion, like you say, cause permanent damage? But right now, there's no evidence to support that.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And we're talking about the biggest issue in NFL today and in sports is concussions, blows to the head causing problems. And I got an expert right here, Dr. Dylan Gaines from Optum Orthopedics. He specializes in shoulder reconstruction and concussion management. He also is the team physician for Georgia Southern University, also at Statesboro High School and Washington County High School. And let's get it quick. We got a two-minute drill here, Coach. Coach, you are a coach when it comes to injuries. Doctor, tell people, the parents, what they need to look for, what symptoms are, and what they can do to get their child or their athlete back in the game.
Sure. So, initially looking for changes at home, with the child being more irritable, having different sleeping patterns. Of course, all these can be difficult to tell in a teenager anyways, but different from what the norm would be at the house. Certainly headaches, difficulty concentrating, grades doing more poorly, difficulty being in loud environments or bright environments. All of these should warrant a conversation with the athletic trainer or the child's physician, hopefully the team physician, and more likely to have some concussion training if that's the route that is taken for treatment. Certainly anything such as not waking up or nausea or seizures should prompt a trip right to the emergency room, vomiting or seizures should prompt a trip to the emergency room. However, the more long-lasting chronic questions certainly should one should seek a trip to their family practice doctor or a conversation with the athletic trainer.
Well, Dr. Gaines, it's been very informative talking to you about this topic, concussions in sports, and I know we can go on probably for about another 45 minutes, but I'm up against the clock here. I really do appreciate you coming on. And any last advice you want to give the listeners out there about concussions in sports?
Well, I think this, just bringing it to the forefront of our awareness, is helping treat it, helping prevent chronic problems like you see in all these high-profile cases, and hopefully preventing those in the future.
Well, Dr. Gaines, I appreciate you coming on. Once again, great job and keeping the community informed, and I appreciate you taking the time out to come on my show.
Thanks, Coach.
And once again, that's Dr. Dylan Gaines from Optum Orthopedics. He specializes in shoulder reconstruction and concussion management. He's also the team physician for Georgia Southern University. And it's such a big topic. You know, the 24-year-old kid walking away from making a lot of money, linebacker Chris Borland for the 49ers, is really, really remarkable. But you know what? People want to live a long, healthy life. And, you know, when you play a sport that has a lot of contact, such as football, such as soccer, such as hockey, okay, I mean, there's a chance that there's going to be a head injury, and you just got to be prepared to, know the signs, know the symptoms, and once again, be aware that it's a chance when you play any sport, there's a chance for an injury. Well, next up, we'll wrap up the first hour. We'll have about 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll lead you into our second hour. We got a lot lined up. We got our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Sarah Stewart, coming in. We're going to talk a little March Madness. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and remember those letters, WSEG.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Well, we got about roughly about 3 minutes to finish this first hour. Just I got to thank my guest, Dr. Ken Traylor, the district athletic director from Savannah-Chattanooga County Public School System. Great job. A lot of the old events coming back. The Savannah-Chattanooga County All-Star Game Wednesday. We got the Savannah-Chattanooga County Golf Classic coming up April 25th. And, of course, got to thank Dr. Dylan Gaines for coming on and discussing concussions in sports. He is from Optum Orthopedics. He's also the team physician for Georgia Southern University, and he specializes in shoulder construction and concussion management. So once again, got to thank him. Don't forget, 2 weeks ago, we talked to the man, Tim Adams. He's the coordinator of the Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic and Dinner Gala. Remember, it starts Friday, goes into Saturday, 7 p.m. starts the dinner. They'll have music, silent auction. There'll be a CURE, the organization CURE, childhood presentation. Adrian Peterson, the great Georgia Southern running back, will be there as our guest speaker. And the big guy, Frank Silkowski, will be the MC. Remember, there's corporate tables available, individual seats available. It's going to be a lot of fun. Football coaches can go to the clinic and then bring their wife out for a fun night. Saturday night, Embassy Suites. So there's a lot going on. You can go to coachesforcuringcancer.org to find out how you can get involved in that football clinic or the dinner gala on Saturday night. That's May 15th and May 16th. So once again, let's get everybody involved. Well, you know, we're talking about, you know, sports and what's going on, and just a great week here in Savannah, Georgia for all the kids that are being recognized by the Savannah Morning News as athletes of the week. You know, and that's what all athletes look for. They look to strive to be the best. They want to be the best. And the Savannah Morning News cast over there, Dennis Knight, Anthony Stastny, Donald Heath, Nathan Dominance do a great job. They only have so much space to write stories, but once again, they recognize our kids and they do a great job. Oglethorpe Speedway has opened up. Can't forget that Dale Parker has resigned as the head coach, retired as the head coach at Savannah Country Day, her assistant for 17 years. Bobby Mock gets to take over the reins. What a great story that is. I mean, loyal to the program. She deserves it. Bobby Mock's a good person. She's going to have a lot of fun with that job. Athletes of the week from or athletes of the year from the Savannah Morning News, the greater all wrestling team, of course, Isaiah Royal, two-time defending state champion for wrestling out of Effingham County High School. The girls swimmer of the year, Darby Wayner out of Savannah Arts Academy. I got to get this boy. I'm going to butcher this name, but it's Brennan Pastorick, the swimmer of the year out of Savannah Country Day. Excited about that. The girls basketball player of the year, Jacqueline Anderson out of Beach High School. And, of course, Malik Ben-Levy, the player of the year out of Jenkins High School. Well, we're running up to the final minutes of the first hour. Remember, stay tuned. We got the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week coming up. We're going to talk a little March Madness. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. It's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics. Remember, they're doctor-led and patient-focused, just the same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center, right there at 210 Eastern Avenue. Now it's Optum Orthopedics, and remember, that gets you back into your game. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And remember, you can listen to us now on ESPNCoastal.com. That's right. Get on your computer, get on your smartphone, get everywhere you want to go, and download or get onto ESPNCoastal.com, and you can hear us live every day, every Saturday morning, whatever you want to do. And once again, your smartphones now, download the ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah Hilton Head. You can listen to me there, or you can listen to ESPN Radio Savannah there. And then, of course, TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio. And go to WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. So once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're into hour number two. I'm glad you can listen. What are you listening for, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, or just for one segment at a time because you like who I got on the show? Just got to appreciate you listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Hour number two, game number two. Okay, once again, first segment, we'll talk about local news, local scores. Quarter number one. Segment number one, and then segment number two, quarter number two, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, 40 goals, 11 assists. She leads. Last week I had Aaron Osborne. He was the boys' statistical leader. Why not go to the girls' side? And someone said to me, you know what? You don't realize that this girl has 40 goals already. 40 goals, 11 assists, and she's only a sophomore. And I had her down as a junior. I'm getting old because I had her on as a freshman. But anyway, she's only a junior and unbelievable three-sport athlete, and we'll have St. Vincent's Academy soccer, volleyball, I'm missing one. Basketball. Marie Dotson, please don't get mad at me. So it's volleyball, basketball, soccer player, junior, sophomore, not junior, Sarah Stewart. And then we'll close out the second hour. We'll close out the show in the third and fourth quarter talking about tonight's big games. March Madness, I mean, it all starts at 6 o'clock. And what's exciting about this year, we got four top-notch teams with four top-notch coach. Okay, we'll have Michigan State taking on Duke, Izzo against Krzyzewski, and then we have Kentucky takes on Wisconsin, and it's all from Indianapolis, and it all starts at 6 o'clock, and, you know, gotta love what's going on in March Madness this year. A lot of good games, a lot of things going on. All right, let's go to the scoreboard. The Hawks, remember, are there in first in the Southeast Division. They're first overall in the NBA. They've clinched the home court advantage throughout the whole playoffs. They're 56-19. They take on the New Jersey Nets tonight at 7:30 in Phillips Arena, right there in the ATL. The Braves finished the spring season out in the Grapefruit League. They finished 14-17. They lost yesterday 3-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. They start Monday night at Miami. Remember, you can listen to the Atlanta Braves right here on ESPN Radio Savannah this year, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And they're home for their first game. The home opener is Friday, April 10th, against the New York Mets at 7:35 in Turner Field. And the Savannah Sandnats, talking about the New York Mets, the Savannah Sandnats have announced their initial 2015 roster. So go to sandnats.com. And check out who's on the team this year. A lot of our guys from last year have moved up. A lot of them now are major league players. It's really exciting seeing these young guys come through here and, you know, once again, going to the next level. So we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new names. So I got to refresh my memory who they are. But once again, a lot of them are coming from the New York Penn League. That's the Brooklyn Cyclones, so I'm excited about that. We got a lot of kids that spent some time up there in my neck of the woods. So remember, the Savannah Sandnats have announced their initial roster, and go to sandnats.com to check that out. College baseball, the Pirates. Armstrong State University swept past Montevideo yesterday. They took the first game 10-5. They won in the eighth inning in the second game 7-6. A lot of, from what I hear, a lot of tension, a lot of shoving going on there. So, was a pretty exciting game. They're ranked 14th. They snap a three-game losing streak. They'll play the last game today, so they can head back to the SAV tomorrow for the Easter holiday. Happy Easter, if I didn't say that already. In women's tennis, the top-ranked Division II tennis program, the Armstrong State Women's Tennis Program, beat Frances Marion yesterday 8-1. They're still in first place. They haven't lost a match all year, so they're 22-0 overall. They're 11-0 in Peach Belt Conference play. Great job to Sean McCaffrey. If you missed his interview last week, go to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report podcast page or podbean.com, and you can listen to the previous shows. And Sean's a great guy, doing a great job, taking over the program. So, once again, good job. The men's team also beat Francis Marion 8-1. They're ranked number 4. Sean McCaffrey also coaches that. They're 15-4 overall, 8-0 in Peach Belt Conference. So, once again, the tennis programs in Armstrong State are doing really good. Savannah State baseball lost a tough one last night, 11-6. They play a doubleheader today in Montgomery, Alabama, starting at 1 o'clock. The softball team sweeps a MEAC Conference doubleheader from North Carolina Central. Savannah State wins 10-2 in the first, 7-3 in the second, and a little Savannah flavor. Katie Rakovich out of South Effingham High School is one of the assistant coaches. We know that Catherine Dotson, coached last year. She's back at Tennessee, coaching at Tennessee. So we keep a little local flavor on the coaching staff over there at Savannah State Softball. Armstrong State Softball beat Columbus State in Columbus, 8-4 and 8-0. The Lady Pirates are now 19-9 overall, and once again, on a roll. Lacrosse, we got to send out a big shout-out to the NAIA number one team in women's lacrosse, the SCAD Lady Bees. They took Point University yesterday to the point, 18-3, and they'll wrap up their season, their regular season, next weekend, playing right here in Hardeeville, right across the bridge. They'll take on St. Andrews College Saturday at 2 o'clock, and they'll wrap up their regular season at 11 o'clock on Sunday against Ave Maria. What more do you want? Okay, on a Sunday. In baseball, Dominic Ingram pitches a 3-inning no-hitter against Johnson as the Sharks of Islands beats Johnson High School 15-0. Johnson High School, though, had a game before that. Johnson High School was victorious. They beat Beach 18-3. Matt Jackson went 4-for-4 with a pair of triples, 4 runs scored, and an RBI. So, once again, the Adams Smashers victorious on the diamond in the first game. Liberty County comes in, and New Hampstead travels out to Liberty County, loses 11-0, 12-1. Girls soccer, Nia Gordon, another hat trick. Richmond Hill 4, Statesboro 1. Richmond Hill Wildcats, Lady Wildcats, 14-0 and 8-0 in region play. Got to get Nia Gordon in here. I got to talk to that young lady. Islands High School played Brantley County last night. Girls won 10-0. Alyssa Ross has the hat trick. Linda Stewart scores a pair of goals. Boys soccer, Islands again. Boys win over Brantley County 6-1. Chaz Bowie and Tyler Lee score 2 goals each. Tyler Lee now for his high school career has 102 goals. He broke that 100-goal milestone beginning of the week. What an unbelievable soccer player. He's going to Newberry on a full ride, so the kid can play some soccer. Tyler Lee, 100 goals in his career. And Savannah Christian, Aaron Robinson. I did that last week all the time. Aaron Osborne, okay, and I know the family very well. I do apologize. Aaron Osborne scores the only goal in Savannah Christian's 1-0 win over South Effingham. He was our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week last week. Once again, Savannah Christian boys are 11-0. They're ranked number 2 in the Class A private section. In baseball, late Thursday, the Lions of St. Andrews travel up to Statesboro and lose to Bullock Academy 9-7. Remember, Tiger Woods will play in the Masters next week. So will Brian Harman. Brian Harman missed the cut at the Shell Houston Open. You got to be excited, though. Phil Mickelson had the lead. He's one shot behind the leader, Andrew Putnam. But can you imagine Tiger and Phil next Sunday coming down the 18th playing for the Masters Championship? I know it's highly unlikely that Tiger will be there, as everybody is saying on national news, national radio. But I would just love him to come down in that red shirt and those black slacks and take it on Phil Mickelson for the championship. But Brian Harman wouldn't be bad, too, coming down an 18th fairway. Professional football starts tonight in the SAV. The Savannah Steam opened up their first season last week. They went on the road, and they beat the Cleveland Saints 44-15. They open up their season tonight at 7 o'clock. Let me find the facility. At Duval Henderson Park in Richmond Hill. Believe it or not, the indoor walls will be put up, and the squad will play on a field the size of those found in American indoor football leagues. And once again, we'll have the hockey boards up, you'll have the turf, and it'll all start at 7 o'clock tonight at Duval Henderson Park in Richmond Hill. General admission is 10 o'clock. Professional football back here in the SAV, and that's the American Arena Indoor Football League. Other than that, that's what's going on. You got to get out there and play a little sports before the rain comes. I don't know if it's raining yet, but it's supposed to rain. So once again, get out there and have some fun. Well, Got to get to the next segment, so we got to thank our sponsor, Optum Orthopedics, with 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, all in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care. And remember, they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Arena Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.Optum, that's O-P-T-I-M, OptumHealth.com. Next up, our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. She's only a sophomore and has 40 goals this season. And that's sophomore, standout, three-sport athlete, Sarah Stewart from St. Vincent's Academy. You're listening to the Carl DeMasio Sports Report, presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And if you jump out of the car, you get in the house, go to ESPNCoastal.com. You can listen to us there, or just get your smartphone out. Download the ESPN Radio app and go to Savannah Hilton Head, ESPN Radio, or download the TuneIn Radio app. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, and go to WSEG Sports Talk, Savannah.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
To the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG. And we're at my favorite part of the show, and all parts are my favorite, but this one's especially my favorite because we bring in the kids that are doing something special. Now, like I say every week, once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. Thank you for listening to me. Like I say every week, if you have someone special, whether it's in the Pee Wee Leagues, whether it's in college, whether it's in high school, wherever it may be, give me a call. Here's my phone number, 912-507-9158. Text me. Let me know that you have someone that deserves to be our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. You can go to my Facebook page, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. You can go online to the blog, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report blog. Text me there. Give me a message there. Sorry, you can't text on the internet. I mean, send me an email. And let's get the good kids on. But I'm telling you right now, St. Vincent's again has, clinched the region title. They're 8-0 in region play. They're 12-3-1 overall. They're ranked fourth in the state in Class AA soccer, girls soccer, that is. And, you have to have someone that's, leading the team. And when I saw this, or when I heard this, because last week we had Aaron Osborne from Savannah Christian, who was leading the boys in local statistics, 40 goals in 16 games. Unbelievable. And 11 assists. So she doesn't mind passing the ball to somebody else. She's a well-rounded athlete. I mean, she's a three-sport player. She plays volleyball, which she was all region. She plays basketball. Sorry, she was all state in volleyball. And she's only been playing since she's a freshman, which was last year. She's all region in basketball. She was the runner-up for the Hollis Stacey Award last year as a freshman. And, I mean, what more can I tell you? But she's doing a great job. And joining us now in the new ESPN Radio studio right here in the Savannah Mall is St. Vincent Academy sophomore, not junior, sophomore, only a sophomore, Sarah Stewart. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Get that closer so we can hear what you're saying there.
Okay.
Say it again. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. You can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you, okay. So, just unbelievable. I got everything turned on here. Unbelievable season. I mean, I had you on last year. I think it was volleyball was last year, right, when you were named All-State. So you're back here for soccer now. And, you're a three-sport athlete. But, from what I could tell, Mom was telling me that you've played soccer more than any other sport. So when did you start kicking the ball around?
I started playing soccer when I was around 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old. And, soccer, you got to be able to be fast. You got to be able to play offense, defense. What do you like most about the sport of soccer?
I definitely like how fast of a pace of a sport it is.
Yeah, how fast-paced it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see something here. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
I'm not hearing you for a reason. PJ, you're down there in the studio. Just give me a little text that you can hear Sarah. So, It's fast paced. You're out in the open, but I heard you like volleyball because you like to stay in the AC. But, you know, you're a scorer. You scored 40 goals. And the other night against Glen Academy, which is one of the best teams in 5A soccer here in the state, girls soccer, okay, you guys go down there, St. Vincent's soccer team goes down there and beats them 5-4. You score all five goals. And then, but you also have assists. There were no assists in that game. You can't make an assist to yourself, okay, or you play defense. What do you feel is your best soccer skill?
By far, my speed.
Your speed. You're faster than everybody else, so you can run right around them, and they can't stay with you, eh?
I guess you could say that.
Well, tell us about Glen Academy, okay? You score five goals. And I know I've coached against Glen Academy because I have coached girls soccer. And, I mean, you're the best player on the team, and they're draping all over you. I mean, you had to have three or four girls around you.
I did.
You just outran them.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, but anyway, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to only a sophomore, Sarah Stewart from St. Vincent's Academy. She's an all-state volleyball player, all-region basketball player, all-state soccer player last year? All-region.
All-region.
All-region. Okay, and she scored five goals the other night against Glen Academy. All five goals to beat Glen Academy 5-4 for the St. Vincent's Academy. She didn't do it by herself. She had help. But, you know, what do you do now? You got three sports, okay? You got volleyball, basketball, and soccer. Is there a routine that you use for each sport to keep you in shape, or is there a special routine for the different sports?
You just go hard and practice every day and practice at your own pace at home.
So, but, you know, but do you just practice soccer? How do you practice soccer by yourself?
In my front yard, we have, like, two goals, and I go out there every day and shoot.
Shoot around and, you know, try a little accurate. But, yeah, I mean, you've been playing soccer for a long time. Do you think playing traveling soccer has helped out a lot, too?
By far. You play better competition.
Now, as far as the other sports, volleyball, I mean, we'll get to the other sports later on, okay?
Okay.
Now, coming into the season, okay, you guys, you know, St. Vincent's Academy has won the region title already. Did you have any personal goals? Like, I mean, 40 goals. Did you think that was a personal goal, or was it just to go out there and play? What was a personal goal for Sarah Stewart as far as the soccer season goes?
To be a better player than I was last year.
Okay, that's good. Just be one step better than last year.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm telling you right now, 40 goals means you're a lot of steps better than last year. And, I mean, as far as the team goes, okay, tell us about the team. Was there a team goal, or are you guys just going out there to have fun?
To get farther in the state playoffs.
How far did you guys go last year?
Final eight.
Final eight. So now we're looking for the final four, and you want to win the whole thing, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you want the whole kit and caboodle. And, you know, I know I'm going to put you on the spot here, but I did send you the questions. Okay, who else on the team is having a good season besides Sarah Stewart?
Definitely Megan Verheilig and Kristen Rotro, but in all, our team's been good this season.
Everybody's playing together. Everybody likes playing with each other.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and of course, the person behind it, let us know who your head coach is and what's so special about her.
Coach Doherty is a very good coach, and she just pushes us every day in practice, and she's just really good.
Does anybody help her, or is she all by herself?
Coach Balance.
Coach Balance. Katie Balance is back, eh?
Yes, sir.
She graduated from UGA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, yes, I know. She was there with my daughter, so Katie's a good girl, good athlete in her day. So, you know, do you have time? I mean, you're a three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, and soccer. Do you have any time to participate in any other extracurricular activities inside of school, outside of the athletic arena?
I'm in student council during school and after school, but I don't really have any time.
Not enough time. I'm talking to Sarah Stewart, the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Vincent's Academy. This young lady has scored 40 goals in 16 games already for the Lady Saints soccer team. You know, I got a little quote here from someone that knows you very well, Coach Odom. Okay. She says, Sarah is one of the most rounded athletes I've ever coached or been around. She excels in everything she does, but she is unbelievably humble about what she does. She also has a 4.0 grade point average. That's pretty impressive. I mean, how do you manage playing three sports and now keeping up a 4.0 grade point average?
You just have to make time for your academics because that's the most important out of all of it.
So I mean, you know, excuse me, finding the time is really tough. How do you find the time?
To be honest, I don't even know myself, but I do.
It's time to manage it, okay? Now, behind every good coach, there's a good assistant coach. Behind every great player, there are teammates. But behind the greatest players is the family. How does your family contribute to your success on the volleyball court, the basketball court, or the soccer field?
They support me through it all, whether it's from picking me up from practice, supporting me at my games, or giving me advice to pick it up when I need to pick it up.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you know, Mom puts a lot of miles on a car, and so does Dad probably, because you're all over the place. So, you know, you've been at St. I have you down for 3 years. You've only been there for 2 years. Like I said, I thought you were a junior. So it seems like you've been there forever. So, I mean, you've been at St. Vincent's now for 2 years. I mean, what has been the experience like going to school there and, of course, playing sports there?
It's been a wonderful experience because it's all girls and it's just sisterhood.
No worrying about boys or anything like that?
No worrying about boys.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, and we're talking to sophomore St. Vincent's Academy soccer player, volleyball player, basketball player, Sarah Stewart. Now, I told you out in the hallway I was going to ask you this. Which one do you like the best? What sport do you like the best?
I like the sport that I'm playing at the time the best.
That's the easy way out. But, you know, I heard you loving volleyball, though. I mean, All-State, you've only started playing since you're a freshman. What do you like so much about volleyball?
I don't really know. It just got my eye freshman year, and it's just really fun.
Now, you play outside hitter. Now, if there are three people in the front, if you're an outside hitter, you're on either the left side, okay? You're in the back row, which you're really somebody that digs the ball. Yeah. I mean, what's position you like the most?
Outside hitter, because I just love hitting the ball. I don't know.
It's nice smashing it down to the ground and nobody can return it, right?
Yes.
So now you finish volleyball and you got no time and you turn around and you go right to the basketball season with Coach Dotson. Okay, who's the volleyball coach, by the way?
Coach Lindsay and Coach Jennifer.
Okay, Coach Lindsay, Coach Jennifer.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
We don't have last names. I know it's tough, but that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, of course, I know Coach Dotson for a long time. Basketball-wise, what's so special about basketball?
I love Coach Dotson. She just makes the sport really fun, and it's just fun.
Well, you know, you turned around that's been very successful this year. Towards the end, you guys started coming out around, and,
yes,
you know, tell me a little about her assistant, Coach Mesh.
I love him. He's funny and a great coach.
He keeps you going, keeps you on your toes,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you still got 2 years to go at St. Vincent's. And, you know, we hear the sayings, you know, sports teaches us a lot of life lessons. What lessons, if any, do you believe that you get from playing soccer or playing sports at St. Vincent's? Any special lesson, or is just go out there and have a good time and see what happens?
When you put in the hard work, it'll always pay off.
And when you put in the hard work, it pays off. And
yes, sir.
Playing three sports, I don't know how you put in hard work for each one, but, you know, right now it's working out best for you. And you're only a freshman last year, and, of course, you know, family history, your brother Brad, the Ashley Deering Award winner as a junior. I mean, and you were up for the Hollis Stacey Award last year. Did you expect to be the runner-up in Hollis Stacey Award as being the best three-sport female athlete in Savannah?
I honestly had no clue what I was...
No clue what it was all about, and you didn't know you were even nominated for it, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a pretty special award, and, you know, it runs in the family. Your brother's an outstanding athlete, outstanding student also, and once again, a great job. Now, 2 years down the road, you graduate. Of course, you hope to continue to play sports in college.
Yes, sir.
Any specific sport that you'd like to play?
I would like to play soccer, and I would like to play volleyball, but I don't know which one.
You don't know which one, whichever comes up first with the best offer, right?
Yes, sir.
And you could excel in, you stood, I mean, only, what made you get into volleyball as a freshman?
I don't really know. I saw it one day, and I just
Nobody twisted your arm? Nobody said you had to come play for the St. Vincent's volleyball team, which is one of the better programs, if not the best program, for a while here in Savannah as far as volleyball goes?
I would say Coach Odom pushed me towards it.
Coach Odom. Okay. It's always Coach Odom out there, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, have you thought about doing any specific field outside of, you know, when if you ever do any specific job interest you, or is just whenever I get there, I get there?
I like pre-med. I want to go into pre-med when I'm in college, but...
It's a hard you know, major to get into, and plus you got to manage your time. But I think you got that down. So once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're talking to soccer player from St. Vincent's Academy, not a soccer player, a sophomore soccer player from St. Vincent's Academy, Sarah Stewart. She's scored 40 goals in 16 games. And how many games you guys got left?
We have, I think five more.
Five more to go, and then it's on to the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's probably three. I'm pretty sure you are right. It's four or five more to go, and you guys are starting to wrap up the season. But, I mean, unbelievable week. I got to ask you this. Did you ever think you'd score 5 goals in a game, especially against a team like Glen Academy?
No, sir, I did not.
What was the feeling like?
It was awesome afterwards. I was just really happy.
And your team, they just stand behind you no matter what you do. There's no animosity or selfishness or anything like that?
Yes, sir. They're really supportive.
That's good. Well, you have to have a good scorer. You have to have someone that's going to score it. Well, for the second time, yes, she's a two-time winner now of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for April 4th, 2015. 5 goals against Glen Academy on Tuesday night, right?
Yes, sir.
Tuesday night, and they beat Glen Academy 5-4. Glen Academy is ranked high in the States, so is St. Vincent, so is probably playoff atmosphere. Did you play it here or down there?
Down here.
Okay, so you stayed right here in Savannah to play it. So Though it's beautiful down there in Glen Academy, they play in that stadium. But anyway, this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Sarah Stewart, St. Vincent's Academy Soccer. Great job. Keep up the work. And once again, you could be the first four winner of the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Amari Oliver from Savannah Country Day. She's done it 3 times, so I'll have you back here every year. Just keep up the great work and enjoy it. And once again, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, and that's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Sarah Stewart from St. Vincent Academy. Remember, this is all brought to you by the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. And remember, Dr. Bart Weatherington is a baseball coach, an avid fisherman. He loves sports here in Savannah, Georgia, and he loves seeing these kids get the Athlete of the Week. Remember, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in 2 locations, one right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive. That's between Waters Avenue and Habersham, and it's right by the State Farm sign right behind it. There's a big sign that says the Chiropractic Clinic right there, too. And then in Pooler, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603, 2 times a week, Dr. Bart travels up to Pooler, Georgia. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a little March Madness. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you can join me for the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. Oh, man. Running back in the studio, back and forth with my last guest. Got to thank the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from St. Vincent's Academy. Sophomore Sarah Stewart coming in here. 40 goals in only 16 games. What an achievement. And there's still 4 or 5 to go. So, once again, I got to get my head straight now because now we're going to talk a little March Madness here. I don't know if we'll have enough time, but once again, what an unbelievable setup tonight. At 6:09, that's when the ball will be tipped off, we'll have Michigan State, the Spartans, Sparty, taking on the Blue Devils of Duke. And once again, you got Krzyzewski against Izzo, and it's just going to be unbelievable. And I couldn't do this by myself, so what other way than to have someone that I could bounce this topic off with than the man that hosts this, well, not hosts the show, he's the producer of the show every week down there in the Glen Plaza Mall. He also has his own show during the high school football season. He's got the High School First Look right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, and the man knows his sports. He loves sports, and once again, opening night last night was at Oglethorpe Speedway, which we had a great time of being celebrities out there last year. But joining us now on ESPN Radio, Boost Mobile Hotline, remember, Boost Mobile, be heard, is my man, PJ Zucco. What's up, PJ?
Hey, man.
Oh, it always does. You know, if I have you right next to me doing all this stuff, I could just, you know, stand here and talk on the mic. And once again, we're talking about March Madness, and that's PJ Zucco, the host of the High School First Look show right here on ESPN Radio, and also an avid sports fan like me. He's my producer. He's down in the Glen Mall Plaza, the Glen Plaza Mall from our main studio. So once again, I do apologize. And, well, March Madness, PJ, Paisano, you know, the first big game we got on tonight is Michigan State taking on Duke, and not even the computers can pick this game. Do you believe this? All right, before you break down and give us the players, you know, like Trice and everybody else from Michigan State, and of course, you know, Okafor from Duke. I've been hearing this all week. Okay, I've been hearing this all week. you know, about the coaches. The coaches just coach the game. They make a big decision, but they don't play the game.
Everyone's head's in the game on the sideline. They have to call the plays and whatnot. But at the same time, the players got to get it done out there on the court. That's why I'm so surprised in, you know, the pros and everywhere else where you see someone has one bad season. Obviously, it's the coach's fault. Fire him. Well, you know, maybe sometimes it's your players. They got to be out there, you know, on the court or on the field or whatever, getting it done. And maybe they're the ones not getting it done. So I think it's funny that we go to that, and even owners of teams go to that, presidents of teams in the college ranks go to that, athletic directors, so quickly when, like you said, the players are the ones out there on the court. And you have a number of terrific players on the court tonight. You have Okafor, Price, Winslow, probably the X factor there in Duke's scheme against Michigan State, and that's only in one game with Duke against Michigan State. You got a number of guys on those other teams as well. So like you said, the players are the ones that really get it done out there, and I can't wait to see what they do in the tournament. Not only that, but where they go in the future in the NBA, but that's after this weekend.
I agree with you 100%, and you know, you got a lot of Valentine and Trice of Michigan State, and I just, you know, Michigan State gets no respect here. I mean, Tom Izzo gets his teams there, and the players really play, and you know, a lot of the big things, you know, if you've got a lot of seniors and juniors, they're not NBA potential, but you got to be kidding me. To play that type at that level, you got to be a really decent ball player.
Oh, yeah, exactly, and like you said, they got a lot of leadership with Brandon Dawson Sr., Travis Trice Senior, and you have juniors on that team as well, with the guy coming off the bench quite a bit, Matt Costello. He's a good rebounder out there for the Michigan State Spartans as well. And you have a number of other guys that put in effort and put in work, and they just get the job done. You hear a lot of people say, you know, all those Big Ten teams, they just play slow. Well, no, they situationally play slow. If you have a 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go, you're probably going to hold the ball too. They just play smart basketball. And I think this team was playing more like a 3 or a 4 seed there at the end of the season. Somehow they got a 7. Well, it's worked out for them because now they're in the Final Four against Duke. And these players have really been getting it done. They have the underdog role, but I don't know. When you see Duke play, you might say, okay, Michigan State an underdog, but at the same time, I think Michigan State has a real shot tonight.
All right, well, we got to go to break here so we can finish the second game tonight, and that's, of course, Kentucky against Wisconsin. So you're taking Michigan State?
I'm on the cusp. I'm on the cusp. I think Duke wins by about 1 or 2. So, like I said, I Justice Winslow is really the X factor for the Dukies. And you got, you know, Matt Jones up there as well, who played very well in the last game against Gonzaga, or, you know, Kyle's Butchers missed the layup, really just took the team out of their comeback. But Duke is a very, very good team. I tend to float more towards DJ's opinion over the last couple months. That has been, Duke has one of the best starting five, if not the best starting five in the nation, even when you look at Kentucky. And I think they're really showing that in the tournament. I think they're playing terrific. I would love to go with Michigan State, and my heart wants me to, but my mind, my brain is having to go with Duke, because I just think they're a very, very good basketball team that's hot right now, that's playing terrific, and I think they have a real shot for the national championship, but I think they get by Michigan State tonight.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to come back with Kentucky, Wisconsin, but here's my pick. I'm going to take Okafor, Winslow, Jones, and Cook to knock off, because I only feel Michigan State has Trice, Valentine, and Dawson, and I'm going to go Dukies, 78, because they're playing great defense. Now, you're going to be a little shocked, 78-68 over Michigan State. So we'll be back right back with our second game, Kentucky against Wisconsin. You're listening to the Call of the Masters Sportsport right here with PJ Zucco, the host of High School First Look, giving us a breakdown on March Madness. And once again, we'll be right back. This is all presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, WSEG.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. And remember, it's presented to you by Optum Orthopedics, same great place, just a new name. Used to be the Southeastern Orthopedic Center. Now it's Optum Orthopedics at 210 Eastern Avenue right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia. Remember, they are doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. So we're rounding out, picking up our March Madness, and my guest now on ESPN Radio Savannah, Boost Mobile Hotline. Remember, Boost Mobile, be heard, is the host of High School First, the host of High School First Look right here during the football season. That's PJ Zucco, who's also the producer of my show down there in the Glen Mall Plaza studio in Brunswick. And great job. We just got done with Michigan State and Duke. I'm going with Duke, and he's got a little heavy heart towards the Spartans. But PJ, the big one now, the undefeated Kentucky Wildcats taking on the Badgers of Bo Ryan in Wisconsin. So what do you think about this one, little guy?
Oh, man, the huge one. Like I said, you got storylines galore. And a lot of people are looking for Kentucky. Well, Big Blue Nation is looking for Kentucky to go undefeated. But a number, probably most of the U.S., is looking for the upset. I mean, that's the most exciting thing in sports to me, is when a team gets upset. And you could say, well, is it that much of an upset with Wisconsin as another number one seed? Well, yeah, it is, because the other team has zero losses in their loss column. One of the big things with this one is, does Wisconsin have enough bulk? And I said it on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, Notre Dame was beating Kentucky for a long time in that game because they attacked Kentucky. They didn't cower, and they didn't just shoot fadeaways. Yeah, they shot a number of threes, and they made a number of threes, were very efficient, but also they attacked them. They drove in the lane. They posted up. They did what they could against the length of Kentucky, and they were winning that game until, with 2 minutes left, they started jacking up fadeaway threes, and it eventually lost the game. And I feel like that may be one of the main reasons they lost that game, is that they stopped attacking with 2 minutes to go in the game. And I understand conserving clock, like Wisconsin will probably do, but also Wisconsin is very efficient on offense, so they're not going to be jacking up fadeaway threes with 2 minutes left in the game. I can guarantee you that. And if they do, then they're going away from what they have done all year.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, and when Grant came down three times, dribbling a ball, and then shooting three-pointers, and that last one where he drove the sideline, which is another defender, and there was three gold jerseys in the middle of court wide open, and he didn't give it back, it really broke my heart. Because like you said, you know what? The Badgers have to spread, you know, Anthony Towns, Cauley Stein, Johnson, and Lyles. And if they attack it like Notre Dame did, which I think, believe it or not, I'm saying this, I think Wisconsin with Kaminsky and the rest of the gang he's great, Sam Decker, I mean, it's going to be an unbelievable show. And Wisconsin, I think, can put Kentucky at a disadvantage because their players can go to the hole. I mean, but you got to remember last year, I mean, that was probably the best game in the whole tournament, is when Kentucky beat Wisconsin, and Aaron Harrison, one of the twins, drilled a three-pointer from no man's land. I mean, it's going to be a great game tonight.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's one of the shots you say, hey, man, leave him out there. If he can hit that, then
you deserve it.
That's just a good shot. But I'll go ahead with my pick. I know we're getting down in time here. We got about 1 minute and 30 left. But, I mean, like you said, I think Wisconsin can attack them. Do they have enough bulk? That's a big thing. But then again, we saw in the last game, you don't necessarily have to have a lot of size to be able to be beating Kentucky. You just got to attack them. You got to be efficient. Now, Wisconsin is the most efficient on offensive team in the country. If they stick to that tonight, I think they can upset Kentucky. And like I was telling you during the break, in my pre-tournament bracket, I picked Wisconsin to beat them. I've been saying all year, I think Kentucky is going to go undefeated through the SEC, but lose in the tournament. I have to stick with that. I have Wisconsin for that reason. Stay in attack mode 100%. Drain the clock a little bit at the end, but still attack them. And with that, I got to go.
I got to break your heart here. I just got to say, Wisconsin will challenge, will make them work just like Notre Dame did. But I just think it's not quite enough to beat this talented young Kentucky team. And I gave you a score last of the game before, Michigan State against Duke 78, Michigan State 68. I'm going to go Kentucky. Here you go. Kentucky 72, Wisconsin 71. It's going to be a heartbreaker just like last year. Kentucky's going to do enough to get to the national championship game. So once again, I know we're up against the clock here. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. And once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Until next week, have a great week and always, always hit it out of the park. And once again, it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.